And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Ruth Metzger, who is one of the event organizers for the Relay for Life. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So you've got some fun things to share with us because things are a bit different this year.
Yes, this year, first of all, our relay is Paint Your World Purple, and we have a new location. We're doing a daytime relay. Those are some of the fun things, and there'll be lots of entertainment.
So what's the date for the relay this year?
The date is Saturday, June 25th. We're having a survivor breakfast. In the past, when we've done evenings, we've had a dinner, but we're doing a breakfast this year, a little different. That's from one of our local businesses that's sponsoring the breakfast. It's Lynn's Fresh Market, and the Knights of Columbus are serving for us.
That sounds wonderful.
And when that's over at about 10, we'll start our survivor lap, and then the teams will be walking, and we'll be walking all day until midnight. We're going to be at the Carbon High School track. Everyone knows where Carbon High is, and there's lots of parking. There's easy access. You can even pull down close to the track if you have a little bit of a disability and want to use a wheelchair or a walker so you don't have to climb steps.
Now, this is the first time starting on a Saturday.
Yes, this is the first time we've started on a Saturday morning and gone all day. I think we'll have good weather this year. We've had enough bad so far this year, so hopefully it'll all be gone by then.
There you go. Now, if you're wanting to put in a team, what's the number? Is there a limit?
No, a team can consist of any number of people. It doesn't matter whether it's one or two or whether it's 15. You can put your team together, and it's easy to get registered. Just go to www.relayforlife, find an event, and that'll bring you up to Carbon County, and then it'll walk you through either start a team or join a team.
That's kind of where we're at right now in the process, is we want some businesses or groups to start getting teams together and registering their team.
That's right, and it can even be a family team. Maybe you have a family member has been affected by cancer, and you would like to recognize them by having a team. Family teams can come together as well.
And it's unfortunate, everybody knows someone that's been
that's so true.
And it's a sad thing, but you know, this is what this is all about, is recognizing that, helping get the word out. And
well, you know, the American Cancer Society Relay for Life walks are designed to help generate money for research and education. I mean, education just in the fact that people need to go get screened for this or that type of cancer, and then the programs that are available to them for that.
Right. Right. And this is a great way to do it. So if an individual or a group is unable to maybe put a team together but wants to contribute somehow to the event, how would they do that?
They can either contact me at 650-4552 or just come up to Relay and participate in some of the fun activities that the different teams will have going the day of Relay and walk around the track.
Because you're going to have entertainment, you're going to have different booths where some of the teams are doing activities to help raise money for their team.
That's right. I know some of them are selling food, some of them are having games. There's been
glow sticks, I know, is a big
glow sticks is a good one. I've seen them sell popcorn and hot dogs,
all sorts of stuff. Now, are you doing the luminaries again?
Yes, we will be doing luminaries, and luminaries can be purchased from any team. They're $5 a bag or 3 bags for $10.
And that's another way. If you can't make it out there, you can contribute and do a luminary as well.
That's right. And that can be for someone who either is a cancer survivor or someone who may have lost the battle with cancer.
This is the Relay for Life this year, and they're doing things a little bit different. Now, they've got a new location. It's going to be held at Carbon High School, the track there, and it's going to be on a Saturday, June 25th, and they're going to start at 9 a.m. with the survivor breakfast, and then the walk itself will start at 10 a.m., and they're going to go till midnight. Now, this is the first year they're going to do a day walk, and I think this is going to be phenomenal. I think we're going to get a lot more people and a lot more participants. Now, they're looking for groups or businesses to form a team, and you can have any amount of people in your team. And if you're unable to maybe get a team put in for this, you can actually be a sponsor. And there's different levels of sponsorship. And of course, all you got to do is get a hold of Ruth, and her number is 650-4552. And survivors, you just need to get a hold of Marilyn Vogrenick, 650-0680. And of course, if you want to register a team, all you got to do is go to relayforlife.org and look up Carbon County and register your team. And if anything else, you can call these wonderful ladies. They'll point you in the right direction. And the theme this year is Paint Your World Purple. So don't be surprised if you're going to see a lot of purple around Carbon County.
I think a lot of purple will be shown in Carbon County.
I think it's great. Well, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to say thank you to the community for those who've already started teams or sponsored. And if you haven't and you want to get involved, please get involved. Relay seems like it's a long way off in June, but it's coming up real quick.
It's going to be here before you know it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Ruth, so much.
And thank you for having me.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.